Like a lot of geeks, I suppose I've got a very much a kind of science fiction and fantasy love from a very early age. I was raised on Tolkien and writers like Raymond E. Feist, and gravitated to writers like Richard Morgan. And I suppose that puts you in a special club. And as I've got older, I went through the years of Star Wars and Star Trek. So now anything that's related to science fiction or to technology in any way, I get quite excited. I quite like being able to connect things from fiction to the factual world, to understand whether they're possible or they're pure fantasy. So all of those kinds of science fiction and fantasy elements really drive my interest in the media.
I think the writing of science and technology, trying to explain it, almost profess it to the non-geek population, try and get them to be interested in and understand science, probably makes me a geek and a geek who wants to make other people into geeks. But I think geeks always had, the term geek has always had a bit of a negative connotation with the general population. I think perhaps that's changing. So in trying to convert other people into geeks, I think what I'm trying to do is to bring a bit of geekdom into everybody.
I guess I would consider myself to be a geek. It's a question that I knew that I was going to get as soon as I embarked on this project. The answer that I would give to the question of whether I consider myself a geek kind of depended on who I was talking to. If I found myself in a conversation with another person who would identify themselves as a geek, then I would say, yeah, sure, then we would find something to bond over, I'm sure. But when it comes down to professional situations or people who I don't kind of get that geek vibe from, right off the bat, I would have been more likely to say, the question wouldn't have even come up, and they wouldn't have even guessed it until one day, somebody happens to slip into conversation. Does anybody here happen to know the number of the trash compactor from Star Wars? And I'd be able to bust out 3263827. But generally, you don't kind of reveal that sort of thing in casual conversation.
So, Darren Waters, Jack Challoner, and Jason Tossey are more than just geeks. They're proud to be geeks. However, it would certainly seem that the definition of a geek is uncertain. People, not even geeks themselves it would seem, are entirely sure where they sit in society. But perhaps this is a sign of stereotypes being broken down. We asked Darren, Jack and Jason how they consider themselves geeks.
When I was about 10, this was back in the 1980s, and I think the big turning point for me was really the beginning of the consumer electronic world. Until then, technology was the preserve of a very small group of people. Computers, especially, weren't in the hands of ordinary people. So getting my first computer at 10, which was around 1982, I think, for the first time, I think I realized the potential of technology to change your lives. And through that, I fell in love with video games, with programming, with hardware, with knowing my RAM from my ROM, from my EEPROM, my erasable, programmable, read-only memory, writing my first programs in BASIC, and then tinkering with C++ and C++. Not being a very good programmer, I realized very early, and pulling out of a computer science A-level because I realized I just didn't have the skills to do it. And although my interests have always been primarily in the arts as well, I never left that love of technology and of science. And I've always loved it when the two collide and bridge together. So I became a technology journalist off the back of my interest in digital media and the move to the digital lifestyle rather than from the science end.
I think geeks of today are more proud of their geekdom. I think they are being recognised a bit more for their importance in our ever-increasingly technological world. But I think the views of geeks, I think they've got more to get their teeth into. There's more and more gadgets every year. There's more information available. There's stuff on the web that they can contribute to and become part of the geek community. So I think there's more pride in being a geek today, and there's more opportunities for finding satisfaction for their geek needs. I think that today geeks are getting a little bit more power or status just because our world's getting more technologically driven, and I think the geek pride is something that's emerging, definitely. I know that most of the employees of Google, probably the richest or certainly the fastest growing company in the world, are self-confessed geeks, and there's a great feeling of geek pride at Google.